Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
No one's intervened on behalf of them.
And now, coming to you live from atop the Goldenrod City Radio Tower, it's the one, the only, Puckle TCG Cast!
Hello, 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 and welcome to the 87th episode of the Puckle TCG Cast with your host, Basket. Today, we are looking into battle styles. This set comes on the scene with some new mechanics, Rapid Strike and Single Strike. Oh gee, I wonder what Pokemon the star of this set will be. I'll give you three guesses, and the first two don't count. So, without further ado, let's introduce today's co-hosts. In the purple corner, standing at 10 feet 10 inches, if you're looking up from the bottom of a staircase, the tenaciously trendy Texan himself, Sublime Manic!
Hello. You know, I'm a Texas native. I represent the 915, just like Khalid, but I'm just so glad I don't live in Texas right now. That's all I can say.
I've heard it is terribly cold in there.
Well, oof. Ooh, the property damage. Oof.
Oh, yeah.
And electric bills.
Electric bills, yes.
Oh, also gross. That part. Also that part.
If you are currently living in Texas and dealing with any problems, we love you. Stay strong.
That part.
And in the red corner, we have, no, could it be? The brilliantly brainy, opulently opinionated, radioactive rationalist, R. Sigma!
Hello, 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 I am here.
So, what have you guys been up to in the TCG?
Well, you know.
Chillin'?
What's anyone been up to in the TCG? Let's say that.
You're right, yeah.
Not buying cards.
Yeah, not buying cards and not going to events. So
I was able to get some Shining Fates. I got a Shiny Choodle. That's cool.
Oh, awesome.
You're sick with somebody. He got Shining Fates. What connections you got? How do you do that?
Yeah, you got to hook me up with your guy.
Yeah. Who's your supplier? Who's your dealer?
Oh, after the Pokemon Center website was down for like 2 or 3 hours, they were still in my cart and they didn't cancel them. So
nice.
That was nice. Oh, such a mess.
All right. Well, we got a lot to share with you guys. So I want you all to close your eyes, take a deep breath, feel the sun on your skin, the sand between your toes, and let that cool summer breeze ruffle those luscious locks as we visit Tropical Beach.
Grab your ice-cold Corsola Cola and pull up a chair. It's time for Tropical Beach.
All right, so we are going to start off right away, and we're going to have you start it, Sigma. Take it away with Krikatoon V.
All right, our first card is Krikatoon V, a grass Pokemon with 180 HP. It's basic and has an ability, and this is why we care about this card. Once per turn, you may draw cards until you have 3 cards in hand. If this Pokemon is in your active spot, you may draw cards until you have 4 cards in hand. You can't use this ability if you've already used another Stage Elation this turn. That's fine. It's essentially an auxiliary effect, just a little weaker.
Or Oranguru.
Yeah, it's Oranguru. But if you're in the active, you get a nice little bonus.
Yeah.
A lot of switching happening these days, so it's not too hard to do. So that's pretty cool. Its attack is grass and double colorless, 80 plus flip a coin, and you get an 80 if you get that. It's whatever. It's worth 2 prizes and weak to fire it with a retreat of 1, which I guess isn't unimportant, but it's pretty easy with, like, any item that reduces retreat cost to get that out of there.
Yeah, and that attack, I mean, you're not really using Krikatoon for this, but that's not really that bad if you're in a tight spot.
If you're in a grass deck, you probably are running Rillaboom, and you could get there with the attack, but you're not attacking with it.
No.
Unless the opponent's weak to grass.
Oh, right. Sublime. Do you want to take over Orbeetle?
Yeah, let's talk about Orbeetle. It's a stage 2, 110 HP, so you know. Here's why we're using it, though. It's got an attack called Evo Control for one colorless energy, so we're very splashable. For each energy attached to this Pokemon, you may search your deck for a Stage 2 Pokemon, excluding Orbeetle, and put it onto your bench. Then shuffle your deck. So, oh my gosh, if you have a Stage 2 that you really, really, really want to make work, you can try it. That's what I'll say.
Nidoqueen's still in the format.
Yeah, there you go. You know, you can try it.
She cares about evolved Pokemon.
She sure does. I mean, she does. That is a true fact. you also have Zen Headbutt for a psychic and two colorless, and it does 100 damage. Weak to dark, resistant to fighting, retreat cost 1. You only care about the Evo control, really.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's a pretty strong ability for anything if you're running stage 2 deck.
It is, but I just don't see it, you know, on that level.
It's a good Pokemon to note exists.
You know what? Take it to Casual Tuesdays. Take it to Casual Tuesdays. When you're doing just fun decks, you know? When you want to do something fun, take Orbeetle.
All right. Moving on to the next Pokemon. Necrozma V. Psychic, 220 HP, basic. For one psychic energy, Prism Ray, 20 damage. This attack does 20 damage to two of your opponent's benched Pokemon. Then...
That's a nice spread.
Yeah, it's a nice little spread. And then for two psychic and a colorless, Special Laser, 100 plus damage. If this Pokemon has any special energy attached to it, this attack does 120 more damage. Yikes. That's awesome.
Yeah.
You're taking out other V Pokemon for basically not that much of an additional cost. I mean, a special energy is pretty easy to put on.
Especially since there's the... typed specials right now.
There's a lot of good special energy in the format right now.
Yeah, we've got a lot to choose from.
But yeah, like there's the special psychic energy that does damage to them if they attack into you. So that's easy to put on you. Probably goes well into a Dragapult deck.
Oh, yeah.
Where it's already spreading damage everywhere, so it can spread damage early. It can come in late and knock off the last couple HP of Pokemon that you've been targeting with Dragapult. Nexet has a really strong card to go against Eternatus, so... Dragapult might be seeing a resurgence.
I feel so bad. Eternatus just be getting hit every set, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, did it not suffer enough this set? Really? We gotta push it even further down.
It's so sad to see the supporter card that makes them have to discard down to 3 cards on their bench. It's like, no!
It's over. Why? Well, it's over.
Why? Why? I'm glad I didn't invest into it.
Yeah. Weakness, darkness times 2, resistance, fighting, retreat cost 3.
Mm-hmm. I think it's a fine Pokemon.
It's a card.
It is a fringe.
Yeah.
Next up is a really cool Pokemon, though.
Mm-hmm.
Because everyone loves metal Pokemon that do a lot of damage, right?
Among other things.
We don't have Corviknight V on this list. It's also decent. For 2 metals and a colorless, it does 190 damage with no drawback apart from not being able to use that attack next turn. But the VMAX is even stronger. Anyways, Corviknight VMAX is a metal Pokemon with 320 HP. That's about average for your VMAX, so you're fine with that. Has the ability Luster Body, which prevents all effects of your opponent's abilities done to this Pokemon, which is nice. And then its attack is G-Max Hurricane for 2 metals and a colorless, just like its unevolved attack, that does 240 damage, and it can't use G-Max Hurricane next turn. But that doesn't matter, because you have a retreat cost of 0.
Of 0! Iconic. We love it. Of 0.
You're weak to fire, resistant to grass, and Sublime can tell us why that retreat cost of 0 doesn't matter for this card.
It is everything, because you know what? If you're running Corviknight VMAX, you probably run in the Bronzong as well, which is a stage 1 with 110 HP. You see that, Orbeetle? How you can do that on a stage 1? Not a stage 2? Just saying. Just saying. Not a joke, just a fact. It has the ability Metal Trans. Anyway, As often as you like, yeah, why can't you just say transfer? Like, it's, anyway.
Oh, okay. That was the translation. The real card says transfer.
Okay, and I'm like, what? Yeah, that makes a lot more sense. Anyway, as long as you like during your turn, you may move a metal energy from one of your Pokemon to another of your Pokemon. We've had this effect on other things. It is very
Aromatisse,
strong.
Aromatisse.
Yes, Aromatisse was the fairy version. Weavile has the dark version, but dark isn't really in the... Well, metal's in a real good place, you know?
Yeah.
Metal in a real good place.
Weavile was a GX card, so yeah. It was worth two prizes.
Also that.
Metal has Zacian support, Metal
Bench
support.
Metal's, you know, Metal's doing good. Metal been doing good. And Metal continues to do good. Yeah.
Metal is dumb.
Metal really is dumb. You want to play just like a toolbox good stuff? Like, just, yeah, get on this. Yeah, it's like, oh, do you have two Corviknights around? You can just switch, bam.
You can let Zacian's attack Zacian, in there.
It's insane. It's, yeah, this is, it's a strong effect.
Metal didn't need it.
Metal did not. Metal did not. But they said, you know what? I'm going to do it anyway. So it's not an attack that does 70 damage, then headbutt. It's metal and two colorless. I don't think he'll be attacking with it, but you never know. It happens. Weak to fire, resistant to grass, retreat cost of 3. Yeah, I mean, listen, escape rope came back this set.
Yeah, you're fine.
You're fine.
You don't care.
You really don't. It's good. It's a good card. Get it. You live in the metal life, you better get that Bronzong.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and before we move on to Rapid Strike and Single Strike, we're going to talk to you about the trainer cards that are worth mentioning here. We've got Camping Gear. It's an item card. If you play this card, your turn ends. Search your deck for a card and put it into your hand, then shuffle your deck.
I hate this card because Stahl is probably going to use this card to very good effect.
I really like this card. I mean... Sometimes in a game, man, like this, I mean, this could very easily be a giant help in certain situations. Yeah,
it
sucks that your turn ends, but for that strong of a, like, you know, pick anything you want deal, like, yeah, I'm going to put it in my deck.
I mean, the thing is, this card's going to be really good for stall decks, right? But there's also an argument that you could just run, like, 4 of in your standard deck and... You can't play supporters on turn 1 anymore, right? So if you get this, life is pretty good and you're opening hand.
Yep.
But if you're playing it, you're probably playing 4 of. So it's a nice skill tester card on if you're playing it or not.
Let's move to Cheryl.
Cheryl is a supporter card, which means you get to play one per turn, as you know. And it says heal all damage from each of your evolution Pokemon, then discard all energy attached to the Pokemon that were healed this way. This is something to talk about because, as we just talked about Bronzong, you can move the energy on to, say, it's Zacian, play a Cheryl, heal up all of your Corviknights, all your Bronzong that they were trying to chip down for some reason, and then you move your energy back. You didn't actually lose anything. It's dumb. Like, that's where you play it. Or you play it in a deck where you have to discard energy when you're attacking because you don't have energy on your Pokemon. That's where you use it. Maybe you see Eternatus players use it. They bring back Weavile GX so they can move the energy, heal all their Eternatus, and then put it back. You know if your deck cares about this card, or if you don't, so.
Yeah, and this would work on VMAX, correct?
Yes, because they are evolutions.
Yep.
It should work on.
All right. Sublime, take us away with Phoebe.
So Phoebe's here during the turn. Damage from the attacks of your Pokemon VMAX aren't affected by effects on your opponent's active. So they said, oh, did you do something where you ignore all effects of all damage or something? No, you didn't. No, don't lie. You did not.
Oh, you're playing Decidua. You're playing Altaria.
Yeah, you're doing one of those. No, you're not.
No.
Don't try it. That's all it said. It's always a good... Yeah. It's, you know, it's like a tech card that, if it were to be useful, might show up as a, you know...
Yeah, if you're running a VMAX deck, you're probably running a one of this or something like that.
If something that, like, made it impossible for you to attack with your VMAX, it'll never be strong because you'll just run Phoebe.
Yeah, because Decidueye was a popular deck at one point, same with Altaria, so. It's a little rogue deck that stops your VMAX deck.
And it's like, it prevents the rogue deck from ascending beyond rogue status.
It's like, here, you're not completely walled by it, but it costs a slot in your deck. Okay.
All right, and now we will move on to the new Rapid Strike, Single Strike, Pokemon, and Trainer cards.
Should we talk about how they work as a mechanic?
Yeah, yeah.
Just in case people don't know. Yeah, so basically they all have, like, the tag Rapid Strike or Single Strike. Like, a set of cards have these tags. And it's not just Pokemon. Like, Energy, Trainer cards, etc.
Yeah, if you've played in the last, like, 2 or 3 years, you remember Ultra Beasts, and that's kind of like what these are. Yeah, this is kind of like Ultra Beast, where there's cards that care about these things having this property.
Yeah, various cards will mention if it's a, like, certain card, then yeah.
Or the first card in this is, like, the perfect example of it.
We're starting with Rapid Strike, so we'll go through all the Rapid Strike cards, and then we'll switch to Single Strike.
Or at least the ones worth mentioning.
Right. There's some duds.
Yeah, yeah. So, first Rapid Strike is Octillery, Stage 1, and its ability, Rapid Strike Search. Once during your turn, you may search your deck for a Rapid Strike card, reveal it, and put it into your hand. Then, shuffle your deck. You can't use more than one Rapid Strike Search ability each turn.
So you're not running a 4, is essentially what it says.
Yeah.
It's probably a 2-2 line.
Yeah.
It's a good 2-2 line, though.
It is.
Real good.
It is very good.
Yeah, if you have a Rapid Strike deck, this is, like, this has to be in it.
Camping Gear called, and it wants its, like, it's like, oh, you can just get any Rapid Strike card and not end your turn.
Yeah, exactly.
There are supporters with Rapid Strike, items with Rapid Strike, stadiums, energy.
And obviously your Pokemon.
Like, you're gonna be okay.
You are set. Yep. It is this is amazing. Very strong.
You're gonna be able to grab whatever you want. And it has an attack that we don't care about, but it's water and 2 colorless, waterfall, 50 damage, and then weakness to lightning times 2, resistance none, and retreat cost 2.
Make note of that too. Put an asterisk on that for later.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. All right. Next up, we have Empoleon V, bringing that Diamond and Pearl a little early, but I'm okay with it, because it has a really nice ability called Emperor's Eyes. As long as this Pokemon is in your active spot, your opponent's basic Pokemon in play have no abilities except for Pokemon with a rule box, which means Pokemon V, Pokemon GX, Prism, Stars, which don't really matter right now in Standard.
But in Expanded, there you go.
But that's a really nice ability for an opener to have. Its attack, because since it has to be in the active to use its ability, actually does matter. For a water and a double colorless. Also, doesn't matter too much because the Rapid Strike energy is a double rainbow energy for water and fighting.
Like pseudo rainbow, yeah.
Yeah, it's a water fighting energy, but it's a double water fighting energy, which is kind of cool. Anyways, the attack does 130 damage, and you move an energy from this Pokemon onto one of your benched Pokemon. You could move it onto another Empoleon, maybe like an Urshifu, but get that ready to attack the next turn, especially if you're going to get KO'd. Not a big deal.
It also gives you coverage for the Rapid Strike deck because you have 2 attacking types, essentially. So fire decks, beware.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, this does not stop, like, Dedenne and Crobat, but other abilities, it's kind of nice to stop.
All right, Sublime, take us forward with Urshifu.
Urshifu, the base, not the VMAX, just Urshifu V, Rapid Strike. It's worth noting, it's Urshifu Rapid Strike, because there's 2 Urshifu in this set, and they do not, they are separate.
They're both fighting.
Yes. All right, so for 1 fighting energy, you have Strife. Oh, it got 220 HP, by the way. So Strife does 30 damage, and you may switch it with one of your benched Pokemon. So then you can go right back to Empoleon and shut down the abilities. We love to see it.
Mm-hmm.
You also got 100 Furious Blows for 2 fighting and a colorless, which does 150. Very solid, you know. Weak to Psychic, retreat cost 2. Obviously, he's not the star. Take us to the star.
Urshifu VMAX Rapid Strike, HP 330. For 1 fighting, you have Gale Thrust, 30 plus damage. If this Pokemon moved from your bench to the active spot this turn, this attack does 120 more damage.
I like 150 for 1 fighting.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Gallipod wishes.
Right.
Yes, he does. And then the second move for 2 fighting and a colorless, G-Max Rapid Flow. Discard all energy from this Pokemon. This attack does 120 damage to 2 of your opponent's benched Pokemon. Do not apply weaknesses and resistance for the benched Pokemon.
It's not just the bench. You can do active or bench, any combination.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the fact that you discard all energy. Hey, Cheryl, how you doing? Mm-hmm. On a 330 HP. Ugh, so good.
Very good.
Very, very. Insanely strong, yeah.
I've heard people say that this is what's going to get Wally rebanned and expanded again.
Oh, really?
I mean, you need, like, the perfect draw, but if you can get, like, a max elixir onto it with the double fighting energy and then Wally it up, it gets to do 120 to both of your opponent's Pokemon if they didn't have a good start, and it might just end the game.
Oh, man, that is brutal. Oh, yeah, man, I love that.
It requires so much that it's probably not going to be a thing that happens, but it is a very scary
Pokemon. Man, that's one of those things, though, where, like, I'm not going to pull it off, you know, like, 1 out of 10 times, mm-hmm. but when I do, I'm just going to be patting myself on the back all day long.
Yeah, like, you'll need Dedenne and Crobat to help you out getting there. Computer Search helps you get there. Because you have to use your supporter slot on Wally. Oh, Wally.
Oh, Wally. All right, so, weakness, psychic times 2, resistance is none, retreat cost 2. And now we're going to move on to the Rapid Strike trainer cards.
Yeah, for supporters, the important one is Corona, which literally just says draw until you have 6 cards in your hand. But because of Octillery, it's a searchable effect, so you can get it when you want it, and that's a really nice ability.
Very.
For some reason, the stadium isn't on, so I'll mention that here now, yeah, too. All it does is make your Rapid Strike Pokemon retreat cost 2 colorless less. That's why we said retreat cost 2 was important, is because it gives anything with retreat cost 2 free retreat.
Yeah, like, the Rapid Strike set basically has no retreat. Free retreat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's about getting in and out of the active.
Which is awesome, because I absolutely love switching back and forth and feeling like I'm tag teaming. I mean, you know, obviously not the tag team cards, but, like, you know, going back and forth between two ones. I don't know. It's just awesome. Mm-hmm. It's a cool visual in my head.
Yeah.
All right, Sublime.
Let's get energized. We got Rapid Strike Energy. Yeah. We mentioned a little bit before. It's really great. Obviously, it can only be attached to a Rapid Strike Pokemon, but luckily they're good enough to run. And what this does is it provides 2 energy in any combination of water and fighting to the Rapid Strike it's attached to. So an archetype-specific, like, double rainbow energy, essentially, because all of their attacks use water and fighting anyway. Very fast, very strong, great card. Yes.
Yeah, no, the energy is what makes you want to play Rapid Strike.
Also, another thing that's not listed, but it is a Rapid Strike card that's worth noting, is the supporter, the mustard style.
I don't like the mustard.
I don't either, but, like, I didn't like Archie and Maxie either, and those cards turned it. Those were good cards. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but limiting yourself to only putting Rapid Strike Pokemon from your discard pile, I guess I could put the VMAX Urshifu.
I just thought it was worth mentioning that it exists, and I wouldn't be surprised if someone uses it well. I don't care for it. I would not run it, but I could see someone doing something with it.
I don't like supporters with those abilities in a format where you don't have VS Seeker. That's my take on it. Or Ultra Ball. Ultra Ball also helps those get off on expanded, right?
That's true.
Without either of those 2 cards, I don't see this is the last supporter, or if this is the last card in your mm-hmm. hand, activated.
Although, you know, you could also run this in expanded, so.
Yeah, no, in expanded I could see this scene play. The single strike probably more than the rapid strike version, because bringing it back from the discard pile is not, like, a huge deal. Well, I guess bringing back Octillery would be really cool, too, because it doesn't say basic, right?
No, just a rapid strike mod. Yeah.
Yeah, so getting your evolved Rapid Strikes out easy is nice from your discard. Yeah, I could see it in Expanded. I think it's too much of a setup for Standard.
I agree. But I think it was worth mentioning, just because it's part of the archetype.
Yeah.
Yeah, the synergy on Rapid Strike is pretty strong. It's very cool.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, this one is coming at... We're bringing it up because it's awesome. And it deals...
I was talking with Shamu last night, and he's like, you really should mention this card, because this is what makes the Pokemon tool actually good. The reason we're talking about it is there's a Passimian in the next set that lets all of your Rapid Strike Pokemon's attacks do 30 more damage to your opponent's benched V and GX cards, but you can't have more than one Throwing Coach ability at the same time, which combos really well with the Pokemon tool card, that gives your Rapid Strike Pokemon an attack for a fighting and two colorless to do 30 damage to each of your opponent's Pokemon. So that lets you do 60 damage to your opponent's benched V and GX, which is a significant number. It also boosts your VMAX Urshifu's damage of the 120 to each Pokemon, boosts it up to 150. Almost kills the Dedenne, almost.
Isn't there a telescopic scope, though?
You could run the lens.
Yeah, you could run that, and then you're doing 180, right?
That kills Crobats. Mm. So, yeah, that's something to look forward to coming out next set.
All right. Let's move on to Single Strike. We will start out with Urshifu V, Single Strike. HP 220, basic. For one fighting energy, it has the attack Laser Focus. Search your deck for up to two fighting energy cards and attach them to this Pokemon. Then shuffle your deck. Next attack. For two fighting and a colorless, Impact Blow, 180 damage, and during your next turn, this Pokemon can't use Impact Blow. Weakness to Psychic times 2, resistance is none, retreat cost 2.
That Laser Focus comes through. Because this one has some expensive stuff on its VMAX.
Oh yeah.
You know, it's nice when the Baby V has something useful. And Laser, that's a good ability.
I like that too, because you can't... You're not evolving turn one, and if you're you want to go second.
Exactly. So if you go second and you get a Laser Focus off, ooh, you are in a good spot. Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. Yes. All right. Shall we talk about the VMAX?
Ooh, it's not even basic fighting energies on. Nice.
Huh. Interesting. Yeah. Yeah. It's a good. I love that it has Laser Focus, and 180 is nothing to scoff at either. You know. So.
No, you're happy with it.
Even if you haven't gotten your VMAX, like you can get knockouts with that Impact Blow.
So because it doesn't say specifically, I have a question real quick. So because it doesn't say anything specifically about it being a basic fighting energy, does that mean
I'm gonna double check that? It doesn't say a basic energy though, and they usually specify that.
Right?
Yeah. I don't know.
So I would think that the special energy from the last set might work. It depends on the.
And doesn't that special energy just give you 20 extra damage?
It reduces.
Oh, it reduces. That's right. That's right. Still, I mean, Urshifu thick, so.
Which is nice.
Yeah.
I'm not complaining about that.
All right, so we got the VMAX Single Strike with 330 HP. It's got Beatdown, which is 3 colorless, and it's just a flat 100. You know, you never know when you need to 2-hit KO, and that might do it. But then the real star is the G-Max One Blow attack for 3 fighting energy and a colorless. 270 damage. Discard all energy from this Pokemon. This attack's damage isn't affected by effects on your opponent's active Pokemon. I love that the V-Max Urshifus synergize with Cheryl. I love that. That's nice. Retreat costs 3 weak to Psychic.
They're pretty cool. And normally I hate any attack that discards energy, but because of her, it's a much more viable thing in my mind.
And there are both archetypes have energy acceleration.
Yeah.
One side has the twofer and the other one can we'll get to it. Yeah. It's actually next.
Next we've got Single Strike Houndoom, HP 130. Ability Single Strike Roar. Once during your turn, you may search your deck for a Single Strike energy card and attach it to one of your Single Strike Pokemon. Then, shuffle your deck. If you attached energy to a Pokemon this way, put 2 damage counters on that Pokemon.
Ramp is good.
Yes. Yes. Feel the ramp. For a dark and a colorless, we have Darkness Fang. Does flat 50 damage. Don't care. Weakness, grass times 2. Resistance is none. Retreat costs 2.
Can we talk about the fact that we have a Houndoom weak to grass in the TCG, though?
You know, I was thinking about this morning when I was reading it, and I was like, this makes no sense. And then I was like, oh yeah, bug Pokemon, but that's still stupid.
It's still neutral. It still makes no sense.
Yeah, yeah.
It should be fighting.
Well, that was the whole thing. I went like back and forth. I was like, well, I guess it kind of makes sense because he's dark and bug Pokemon. And I'm like, oh, but then, that doesn't really make any sense. Blah. Yeah.
It makes no sense. It's fine. But whatever. But it's funny.
You know? I don't know why they got to do him dirty like that, but... And then from there, we can move on to the trainer cards on the Single Strike.
I think we could mention Primeape.
Oh yeah, Primeape's good.
Yeah.
It's 120 HP. The important thing is for 2 fighting energy, it does 50 times damage for each Pokemon on your bench with any damage counters on them.
Thank you, Houndoom.
Combos well with Houndoom.
Thank you, Houndoom.
Also, Houndoom is not relegated to only one Houndoom using its effect per turn. So that's
cool. Ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
Unlike Octillery.
If you want to do a fun single strike deck, Houndoom Primate.
That would be fun.
I guess the limiting factor is that Houndoom only has like four energies to search for.
But you can recycle, you can shuffle them though.
You can recycle them. It is the thing. You can recycle them. Which I don't know why that's not on this list.
We'll add it. I'll find it next.
Okay. All right, I'll talk about the Single Strike Skrull, which is a Pokemon tool card that gives any of your Single Strike Pokemon essentially counter. It's 10 plus the amount of damage counters on this Pokemon for one fighting energy. If you're running the Single Strike energy, it's even boosted another 20 damage, so it has a lot of potential. It's just like a one or two of easy knockout if something is, especially with Urshifu being just the giant HP stat that it is.
Oh yeah, I really enjoy that. It kind of reminds me a little bit of like that Tauros, right? That like almost everybody had because it was colorless and splashable
at the beginning of Sun and Moon, right? Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And but this one, it's because you can do super effective damage and you can throw it on any Pokemon, which is really cool.
Yeah, you can throw it on your dark Pokemon and they get countered, which gives you coverage.
All right. And then let's move on to Tower of Darkness.
Tower of Darkness is a stadium, and it's a good stadium. Once during your turn, each player may discard a single strike card from their hand to draw two cards. So obviously, if you're running the single strike deck, you take advantage of it, and if your opponent is, if it's not a mirror, it's like a one-sided stadium.
Yeah, if you've ever played, what, Gaia Volcano?
Yeah.
Was that what it was?
The one where you discard fire or fighting and you draw two, right?
Yeah.
Basically that, but with the archetype. It's good. I mean, there's enough targets that it's worth using, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Extra Houndooms you can pitch.
Yes.
Extra supporters or item cards you can pitch. Scrolls. Do you want to play more of those? It's like, oh, cool, I get to discard it.
And what also synergizes really well with this archetype is the Urn of Vitality, which is a single strike item. And what it does is you choose two single strike energy cards from your discard pile and shuffle them into the deck.
Mm-hmm.
So even if you discarded an energy, if you just had to and you had the energy you needed already, you could get them back. If you lost Pokemon that had them or your Urshifu discarded all its energy, you can get them back. Great card, great with the archetype.
I don't think the single strike supporter is actually worth talking about much because you don't have the same search that Octillery gives you, so.
No, instead, this is essentially your draw engine, as opposed to the Octillery getting you exactly what you need.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, you just play regular supporters and you're fine. It's like, oh yeah, I have Professor's Research and I'll do okay.
Yeah. I can't get over how fun the synergy is with these two different strike styles or whatever.
And they're both pretty good. At minimum, they're both good.
Yeah, at base, they make decks.
Exactly. I think the Rapid Strike is stronger, but they're both viable.
Mm-hmm. All right, now let's talk about the Single Strike energy. While this is attached to a Pokemon, this card provides one dark and one fighting energy, but provides only one energy at a time. Attacks from the Pokemon this card is attached to do 20 more damage to your opponent's active Pokemon. Nothing wrong with a little bit of boost.
No. It reminds me of Beast Energy, which was fun. It boosted 30, but you could only have one. So now you have...
Yeah. You do 270 on the Urshifu, you can one-shot all the big V-Maxes with enough, you know, boosts. And they're there.
Yeah. Damage boosting is just nice to have on energy. Yeah. That's why it was sad to see it was on the colorless energy this time instead of the fighting energy, but I guess this is why. Such a good card. Especially with Houndoom support.
All right, before we move on to the Venusaur best, we have a couple...
We have a couple reprints first. Yep. Worth noting, we have Level Ball back. Everyone's happy.
Tea Party's happy.
Yep.
That's most of the Tea Party, except for like one of them.
The only thing it doesn't find is, like, Mr.
Yeah.
Bone, which you're never playing.
Exactly. So, Level Ball for Tea Party, match made in heaven.
Yeah, it'll be great until, like, everyone gets access to Spiritomb next set. Oh, that's such an unfair card. Escape Rope is back. Always nice to have an Escape Rope. Let's both you and your opponent have to switch the active out. Energy Recycler. Actually, got an errata, worth noting. Now it says up to 5 cards, so you can play it when there's less than...
Logical.
Yep. XP share, which probably is pretty good in your single strike decks where things are probably going to die because you're doing damage to them a little bit to get them doing more with your Houndoom. So XP Share moves a basic energy from something that died to the Pokemon holding the XP Share, which lets you set up faster and attack. So yay!
Yay!
Good card.
Yeah.
All right, and then we have some cards to keep in mind. Sublime, go ahead.
Yeah, some cards that you could refer to from the past. If you are not living for these Urshifu dominance that will be everywhere, you got the Big Parasol from Darkness Ablaze, which is a tool card. As long as it's attached to your active, it prevents all effects of attacks from your opponent's Pokemon done to all of your Pokemon. Not counting damage, but you know. And then you've got Mew from Unbroken Bonds, which protects the bench.
Bench protection is always nice.
Yeah, especially because that Urshifu, the Rapid Strike one.
Yeah.
Yep, or the Rapid Strike scroll that lets everything do
30. I don't care for that one, to be honest.
Like I said, I don't right now. Once we get the Passimian, maybe then I care.
We'll see. If it's a 3 energy, yeah.
The Urshifu has to discard the cards to play it, right?
What is it discarding to play it?
The energy to attack.
I don't think so. Not for the, oh yeah, for the, yeah, for the sniping one, yes, yes.
Yeah, Rapid Strike has to discard all the energy too. So it lets you just do 30 to everything without the discarding energy, which could be relevant.
That's true. It could. I think the single strike scroll is better.
I do too. Counter is always nice to have. And that's what it is. It's
for one energy.
Right?
Did you discard all your energy off your big bad Urshifu? Oh, that's okay. Oh, you just attacked me for like 300? Well, there you have it.
It's like, oh, you didn't
kill? Oh, you didn't kill me. Oh, I'm, oh, it's like that. Yeah, I don't have no energy. I just need the one.
Before you march as a titan. Do not be ashamed of the fear inside you. Embrace it as you witness the Venusaur best.
Look, you guys, it's a Venusaur.
Okay, and here we are on the Venusaur best. I'm going to start off with Tyranitar V. It is a dark Pokemon, HP 220. It is a basic, and for a dark and two colorless, Cragalanche. 60 damage, discard the top two cards of your opponent's deck. Nice. And there's a second attack. Two darkness and two colorless, single strike Crush. 240 damage, discard the top four cards of your deck. Why, T-Tar? Why you gotta do me like this? You're playing with my emotions.
He's doing 240 damage.
And I don't
He's
like it.
He's doing okay.
Just
240 damage is awesome. That's great. That's super cool. But I don't want this to happen. It's supposed to be helping me, not my opponent.
I mean, you could Cragalanche.
I could Cragalanche.
You could Cragalanche.
I could Cragalanche. But I don't want to Cragalanche.
Just because you can doesn't mean you should.
He's upset.
60 damage is so sad.
Three energy for 60? You know that Urshifu? Oh, no, it wasn't the Urshifu, or was it? Well, there was something in the set. It was the Necrozma that does 60 for 1. It's just spread out, but it's 60 for 1.
Right?
Yeah. The Necrozma V does 60 damage for 1 energy.
I was so
excited. And I don't even think the Necrozma V's good.
I was so excited when I was first reading this. I was like, Cragalanche? Okay, whatever. Cool. And then the next one, reading through it, discard the top four cards, and then I saw that it was my deck, and I was like, wow, way to raise me up, and then just throw me off the edge of the cliff. So upsetting to me.
I mean, good news is, this is a single strike Pokemon, so that's good.
No, it's cool, and you can add on to that damage, and you can do some pretty cool stuff, but I was really, really, really hoping, and I got all hyped up about, about some sort of, like, damage monster while like discarding your opponent's cards, and then it just, I don't know, it let me down.
The saddest part is it's one shot by Zacian. Like, you need a cape.
Yeah.
And even then, I think you're still one shot by Zacian with a sword. It's very sad.
Wait, Zacian, why? Its weakness is great. Oh, duh.
It just does the damage.
Yeah.
it just does 250 damage.
Okay.
Or 260. It's dumb.
Sublime.
Metal is dumb. Metal is get into it. Metal is dumb.
Zacian is.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk about another Venusaur best single strike card from the set. Embor. Bless her heart. Embor is a stage 2 with 180. And it has the ability Fighting Fury Stance. Your single strike Pokemon attacks do 30 more damage to your opponent's active. This should be so good. It should be so good, right? Like, it would stack. You could one-shot anything, really, if you stack it enough. But it's a stage 2, and that's just not gonna work. It's just not worth the effort.
Yeah,
you could get it with the mustard.
You could get it with the mustard. I dare you to try.
I don't think it's worth setting up the mustard for it.
I dare you to try. Bless its heart. It could, you know, that's a good ability, but it's not worth it. I feel so bad. It's a classic example of it's doing its Venusaur best. It's Emperor best.
Isn't there an Incineroar that just gives 20 to literally
everything? There is. Orbeetle said hi.
And it's still in standard.
And do you see it? Do you ever see it? Have you ever seen it? When was the last time you saw that? How about that? When was the last time you did see it?
Right? It's just not worth it.
It's not. But it did its best. That's why.
It's trying. All right. I got a fun one. Shamu wanted me to put it on the real list. I told him no. It's not that good. But we got a Salazzle card. People love Salazzle. Salazzle usually does something fun when it shows up. It's got 90 HP, stage 1, evolves from Salandit. First attack, doesn't really matter for a fire. You get to confuse your opponent, sure. Important thing, for 2 colorless, we have Taunt and Burn attack, 90 times damage. This attack does 90 for each special condition affecting your opponent's active Pokemon, which means it tops out at 270, but that's okay. Currently in Standard, we still have things like Koga's Trap, I believe it's called.
That adds 2 conditions, right? What are they?
That puts 2 conditions down, because you can only get Burn, Poison, and something else, like Confusion, Paralysis, Sleep, right? Because you can't be more than one of those at the same time. So it caps at 270, but Koga's Trap gives you 2 automatically, which is 180 damage. You have things like Galarian Slowbro can add poison relatively easily. I believe there's another card that does poison too. It's a stage 1. Toxicroak would be fun for this kind of deck too. But yeah, it has a fun little damage cap. People like playing with these cards all the time. So good luck.
It just occurred to me that Salazzle isn't doing its Venusaur best. It's doing its Vileplume best, because Vileplume, whenever there's a Vileplume card, it's actually annoying and like usually makes an impact. They're always putting these Salazzles like, oh, you can do this interesting thing. And it's like, that's just a jank Vileplume try-in. Doesn't do a Venusaur best. It's doing the Vileplume best.
That's funny.
I love that.
All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for joining me today.
Yeah, it was fun.
It was fun.
I like talking about new
sets. Sets are always, yeah.
This is a fun set.
It is a lot of fun toys.
I think it's better than Vivid Voltage.
That's not a high bar.
There's that. No, it's not. I mean, the main issue is like the first 3 sets of Sword and Shield were so good, and then Champion's Path and Vivid Voltage came out. And it's like, I don't know what you're doing. Why do we get so weak?
All right.
But yeah, no, it's a fun set. It's a fun set.
Sublime. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. May I have
Sigma,
another?
Always a pleasure.
Yeah, it's been
And to
fun.
Everyone listening,
I like.
Thank you so much for joining us today, and you guys enjoy the rest of your month. Bye.
And life.
And life.
Just enjoy your life.